So now in the Gurukulam, the particular way for enabling the student about his own life and also the family life for him and also the worldly life, they were all trying to be exposed to him. And for that, what is the syllabus they prescribed? If any human being decides this syllabus, it may have a lot of issues perhaps. But the scriptures, the Vedas, they were kept as a standard for that. So learning of the Vedas, it is good to learn about all Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, all the Purusharthas for the individual. And it also talks about social well-being, Karmakanda, the duty to family, children, spouse. All these things are also talked about in the Vedas. So the syllabus prescribed for this Brahmachari is the Vedas. And it is not that it talks about all the time the other world only and not this world at all. It is not so. Everything right from food is talked about. Vajas chame, I want food. Because main thing is, if I don't have food, I cannot sustain myself. So everything is talked about in the Vedas. So he learns to lead a life based on the Vaidika Dharma or Vedas. And this life is called Brahmacharyam. Charati iti charya. A way of life, it's a discipline devised by whom? By Brahma. Brahma here means not the Chaturmukha Brahma, it is Vedas. Brahma means Vedas. And the person who leads such a life is called Brahmachari. We are now trying to understand the term Brahmachari. So the one who leads a life based on Vedas. And there is also a second meaning. It's a more Vedantic meaning. Brahma means Parabrahman. So Brahmacharyam is a lifestyle directed towards Brahman. Brahmani charati. So Brahma vishaye, Brahma nimittam charati. So that is why in Sandhyavandanam also, there is a mantra, apohishta mayobhavaha, tana vurje datatana, maherana yachakshase. So mahate ramaniyaya, chakshase jnanaya. God give me the strength for getting what? Jnanam, atma jnanam. That is what I want. So right from the early childhood, 7-8 years old, the child is praying for that only. So Brahmacharya means now two things. A lifestyle prescribed in the Vedas, and two, a lifestyle which is meant to reach Brahmatvam, moksha. So Upanayanam means the word Upa means near. And Nayanam means leading. So Upanayanam means leading near. Near what? Any number of meanings can be given for that. Near the Vedas, that is one meaning. A samskara by which the person is purified and made fit to read the Vedas. Because Vedas are supposed to be divine. So to read the Vedas also one has to be fit. Until then, he should not read. Since he is not purified yet. So, Vedam Upanayanam, leading to Vedas, that is one meaning. Or Gurum Upanayanam, to study the Vedas, he has to go to the Guru, Gurukula, to the teacher. So, going, leading to the teacher, Gurum Upanayanam. And the third meaning is Parambrahma Upanayanam, coming closer to the Parambrahma. We'll get Sadhana Chatushtaya. We have already seen Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka Sampattihi, Mumukshutvam, all those things. He will get a teacher and he will learn Dharma Shastras, all those things. The do's and don'ts, Vidhi, Nisheda, what can be done, what should not be done. Or the teacher tells, Aham Upanaye, in the mantra, Aham Upanaye, it comes. I am taking the boy near myself. That is what the teacher says. Since the word occurs in the mantra itself, Upanaye, the ideal meaning is the teacher taking charge of the boy. So among the various meanings for Upanayanam, this is the meaning that is most appealing because this name Upanaye, it comes in the mantra itself. Since he will study Vedas from the teacher, the student will study the Vedas from the teacher, an ideal human being is born, the animal man is dead. Because by going through this process, a person, as I was told earlier, a person who was just a nature man, Prakrita Purushaha, an unrefined person, this person becomes a Samskrita Purushaha, a refined person. He becomes from an animal man, as Swami says, to man-man, who are responsible for this new birth, for this new birth of this person, who are responsible? The Acharya and the Vedas. So they say, Matur Agreti Jananam, Dvitiyam Maunji Bandhanat, Tatrasya Mata Gayatri, Pitatu Acharya Uchyate. Matuhu Agreti Jananam, the first time when this person is born, this animal person is born with the human anatomy, that is what the birth he is got from the biological birth from the mother and father. And then Dvitiyam Maunji Bandhanad, the second janma, the second birth for this person takes place in the Upanayanam. At the Upanayanam ceremony, Maunji Bandhanam is an important function in Upanayanam. We will see that later. It stands for the, it's a symbol for the life of a brahmachari. That is Munja grass. That's a particular type of grass. They take the grass and make it like a belt and then put it around the waist of the child. So that's called Maunji Bandhanam. And for the second birth, who is the mother and who is the father? Tatrasya Mata Gayatri. For the second birth, the Dvitiye Janmani, the mother is Gayatri. Mother goddess Gayatri herself represents the entire Veda. So initiation into the Veda is done through Gayatri Upadesha. By imparting Gayatri knowledge, initiation into Vedas is done. And so Veda is the mother and Dharma Shastra is the mother. So he is initiated into that path. And who is the father? Pitatu Acharya Uchyate, the teacher. He is the father. Whomsoever is Acharya, who is giving the Brahmopadesham to him. He is the Acharya, he is the father. So one needs a teacher because one cannot go to godhood straight away from animalhood. So one has to go through manhood only. And that is being promoted, that is being facilitated by this Upanayana ceremony. That is why it is so important. So purpose of the Upanayanam is what now? Twofold. One is it symbolizes entry into Gurukulam, to the teacher's place. And second thing is, it purifies the boy to enter into the Gurukulam with special mantras. Gayatri Upadesha is done. That is the first time he listens to Gayatri mantra. It is also called Brahmopadesham. So Vedopadesha through Gayatri, since it is Vedasya Saraha, Gayatri is supposed to be the essence of all Veda mantra. So Chandasam Mata, that is called. And now on the actual ceremony part of it, we will see now what are the things involved. We will not do the mantra portion elaborately because that is not the intent of these lectures, except that we need to understand what is happening. So in some cases, the father does the Gayatri Upadesha himself before sending the child to the Gurukulam. So those days, before sending the child to the Gurukulam, the father, he conducts the Upanayana ceremony and he does the Brahmopadesham himself. This day also, you know, that's being followed. Actually, that is one of the greatest privileges of a father, to initiate his own son into this path and initiating him with the Gayatri mantra. Supposed to be one of the greatest privileges of the father. Further, the father should qualify himself. He cannot just impart this knowledge by reading a book or something or make the Acharya do it. If he wants to be the teacher, if he wants to play the role of Acharya, he should follow the Anushtana himself. He should be practicing Gayatri Upasana all these years. And that is why to many of my students, I tell them if they want to do Upanayana ceremony to their children, I used to tell them, you do at least so many thousands of Gayatri, 10,000, 25,000, you do yourself before you start giving Upadesha to your son. Because the father should be eligible. Then only there will be Shreyas in that teaching. Otherwise, the father can teach, the child will, he will not pay any respect to that at all. He will even forget after some time. He may not have any interest on that thing. So if the father is not doing, then at least before Upanayanam, at least for a month, for a 15 days, for a week, whatever it is, should recite at least 1008 Gayatris every day for so many days. So these are all preparations for the father to become eligible to give the Brahmopadesha to his son. Then there are so many previous rituals are also there. Like there is one ritual called Nandi Shraddham. Nandi Shraddham is the one where you propitiate all the ancestors. When an Upanayana ceremony is conducted in the house, all the entire ancestors, they are all very, very happy. They come there because they now know there is another child in their lineage who is coming to now the path of the age-old tradition, the Vaidika Dharma. So they are very, very happy. They are happy that they will be getting all this, you know, that day I told all this, you know, all this Shraddha ceremonies, all those things he will be doing for them. So they are very, very happy. They will all come there. So to propitiate them, there is this Nandi Shraddham. Then there is Punyaha Vachanam Udaga Shanti. So many mantras are recited. They are all done to purify the boy and the atmosphere, and also to seek the blessings of all the forefathers. Because Brahmopadesham is going to happen. One of the greatest things is going to happen now. And at this time, the entire place should be congenial with that. Environment should be clean and pure. The child should be pure. Father should be pure. So all these purification rituals are done. Also, till now, the samskaras for the boy were done by whom? By the father. That is, the purification of the son was done by the father only. Jata karma, namakarana, all those things were done by the father on behalf of the son. But now on, the child becomes responsible. After the Upanayana ceremony, the child becomes responsible. So his purification, he alone has to do. The father has no more role on purifying the son. The son will do himself. So father cannot take the responsibility of the child. He is now a major, perhaps. Also, he is going to do the Shraddha, Shraddha karmas and all those things, the ancestral rites. So the ancestors are happy. So he is going to do all of them. So the child must imagine that he is going to get a second birth. And so in olden days, the child will remain in a room because it is as if another birth is happening. So like, the birthing room, they make the child sit in a room. It's like a garbhavasa. Should be silent. Should not be talking to anybody. So because there is a transition happening from one ashrama to another ashrama, from the brahmacharya ashrama to the grahastha ashrama, there is a transition happening. So he is supposed to be kept aloof from interaction from the other people. And Acharya, the teacher, and Acharya, he says, Upanyamanaha, he is going to teach the child. What does he do? So Brahmacharinam Shrunute Garbhamantaha. So he keeps the child in his garbha, as it were. So Tam Ratri Tisraha Udare Bibarti. For 3 nights, as though this boy, so Tam Jatam Drushtam Abhishamyanti Devaha. When the new Brahmachari is born, all the devatas, they will come and they are happy. So to symbolically represent that, they keep the child in a room for some time. And there are all preparations on the part of the parent, on the part of the child, on the part of the acharya. So many things are there. Thereafterwards, the actual ritual begins. So Nandi, etc. are already done. So Nandi Shratam, the ancestors are already propitiated. So the first karma is putting the sacred thread. Yajnopavita Dharana. Yajnopavitam is the thread. So Yajnopavita Dharanam is to put the thread. So Upavitam is one that is to be worn. So for what purpose? Yajnaya Upavitam. Yajnopavitam. Yajnopavitam means Yajnaya Upavitam. For the sake of doing yajnas, Sandhyavandana, Deva Yajna, Pitri Yajna. So all are dedicating all karmas as yajnas. For all that, we need this Upanayana ceremony, this Yajnopavitam. And Uttariyam is symbolized by that. And when that is done, there is a sankalpam. When they do the threading thing, there is a sankalpam. Shrauta Smartha Vihita. Vihita means enjoining. Sadachara. Sadachara means way of life. Nitya Karma Anushtana Yogyada Siddhyartham. For doing my Nitya Karmas, I want to get the qualification, Yogyata. I want to be eligible to do them. Brahma Tejaha Abhivrityartham. For the Brahma Tejas, that has to increase. The new personality or the Brahmanyam, that has to be acquired. So only who has got this Brahma Tejaha or Brahmanyam alone is a Brahmana. That is how the scriptures said. And who has initiated this? Yajnopavitam paramam pavitram prajapatehe yat sahajam purastat ayushyam agriyam pratimuncha shubram yajnopavitam palamastu tejaha. This yajnopavitam is worn by whom? Brahmaji himself. Prajapatehe. Brahmaji himself, he owned this. Sahajam, for him it is sahajaha, indicates bondage also. It was there with him all the time, bound with him. Will be bound by Veda Nigamas. Once this is worn, the person is supposed to be bound by the Veda Nigamas. All the rituals, all the rules and regulations. So, Pankti, Pojan, Pojanam, etc. He cannot just sit anywhere and eat. who are the people in the with whom he is eating and all. For everything there are rules, disciplines, and as a child he has not followed any of those things up to that time. Now on he has to follow. This is a willful discipline. Before the threat he is beyond vidhi and nisheda. He is not found by any of those things, bound by any of them. Now on he is bound by the Vedas and the three runas, deva runa, rishi runa, pitru runa. I mentioned this earlier. We are all right from birth we are indebted to these three, to all the devas, all the devatas. They are the one who have given us this entire beautiful world for us to live and enjoy. And then there is this rishi runam. The rishis are the one who have given us this culture and all the Vedas, the entire Vedic tradition. And pitru runam, our own ancestors, because of whom I exist today. So I am indebted to all these three. So this person is going to fulfill all those things now on. And there are also different types of Yajnopavitams are there prescribed. For Kshatriyas, there is a particular type. For the Vaishyas, there is a particular type. There are more details. We don't have to go into those things now. It is enough to understand that this is what is being done. And the next one is called Kumara Bhojanam. There is one ritual called Kumara Bhojanam. It's a joint meal of the child with other young children. Child takes food with all his friends, mother, all those things. Idea is what? Till now, he could enjoy food without any discipline. But this is the last meal that he could do so like that. Now on, no such thing at all. Also, if the child is going to go out of home to the Gurukulam, this is the last time the mother can be with the child during eating. Brahmachari cannot eat along with the mother. These are all rules. So, eat without tamarind, without chili, salt. There are so many rules for all of them. Then vapanam and snanam, that is shaving, this is leaving the tuft that we already told, that tuft of the shikha, leaving all, supposed to be the all the sins are removed, and then snanam, bathing afterwards. So if this person has gone through chaulam, as the earlier in the last webinar we covered that, then properly, if yes, chaulam was done properly, this is only a symbolic ritual. Then there is, as I told earlier, there is a barber prayer, there is a knife prayer, there is a hot cold water mixing. So all those things are already done. If they are not done, they will be done at this time elaborately. Then the next fourth step is samidhadhanam. It's a simple one. The boy takes one samit. Samit is the stick from the ashwatha tree. So this small stick he takes and dips it into ghee and offer to Agni Devata in the Homagunda, praying him to be the parent. Praying to Agni Devata to be parent. Pita iva tum raksha. Like my father, you please protect me. Also give the child Ayushyam, long life, Arogyam, good health. All those things are being prayed to fulfill his mission. What is his mission now? Veda Adhyayana. Once he becomes a brahmachari, his job is to learn the Vedas. So for that to fulfill completely, he wants all these blessings from Agni Devata. And then there is another beautiful ritual called Asmarohana. Standing up on the stone. There is this stone, a slab, stone slab. And he will climb up on that stone and stand. So on the northern side of the Agni Kunda, the Homa Kunda in the Upanayanam ceremony, a stone is placed. And the Acharya, he will ask the boy to stand on that stone. Atishte mammashma anam ashmaiva tum stirobhava. He will say to that child, stone, the like this stone, you be firm in life. Stone stands for strength and withstanding anything. Symbolic of not being affected by the problems of life. Whatever it is, handle them. Win over all internal enemies and conflicts. So to give that child that kind of a mental temperament. So this particular ritual is done, climbing up on the stone. And then there is this Vastra Dharanam. Vastra Dharanam means putting on the dhotis and all. So when he is a baby, he was free. No discipline of putting any particular vastram and all. Now on, it is very important. And there are a lot of mantras for that. One prayer to the vastram itself. Vastram, you are the one who is going to protect me. Many devatas are involved in that. There is a cotton deity for the cotton, using which, because it is woven with the cotton. There are 7-8 devatas are invoked, starting from Revati onwards. So many of them are invoked. So your job is to protect me. So you are asking the devatas, your job is to protect me physically, physical body, and my subtle body. That is the prayer to be done, to eat unto the astras. And there is a mantra to wear the vastram also. And all these things are done where? Standing on the stone. As for health, as for Brahma Varchas, all done staying on the stone. And I should be able to protect others also, not only protect myself. I should have long life, prosperity, should be tied. So this particular vastram also, there are rules how to tie it. It should be tied properly. The navel should not be open, should not be seen for all people. How long the dress should be the dress? Up to the knee. How long it can be? Up to the knee or up to ankle. So these are all there are rules for all of them at all. Because if it is all the way below the ankle, he will not be able to get up and do work quickly. So he should be, because he's a brahmachari, he should be ready to jump up anytime. So all those things are, even for those things, there are rules and prayers. And may you live long. There should be capacity to protect your family, earn well to protect them in dharmic ways. Also, most importantly, may you share what you earn with others. All these mantras are given there. And all these are all under the Vastradharanam. Vastradharanam portion of the ritual. On the stone itself. The boy is standing on the stone. All these things are done. Then Brahmacharya Lingani. There are a lot of symbols of a Brahmachari. Like married women, they have got symbols. Like, you know, for example, Mangal Sutra is a symbol. All the so many things are there. And Sannyasa Lingani also. Sannyasi, he has got some symbols. So essentially to know the designation so that he can be treated accordingly. So by looking at the symbols, you know what ashrama he belongs to, so that he can be treated in the society accordingly. So every ashrama has lingas. They are still, actually, we are still going through preparatory steps only. Upanayanam is yet to come. We are still doing the preparatory steps for the Upanayana. Now, next is Maunji Mekala Dharana. It's a girdle. It's like a waist ornament tied around the hips. And this is made of the Munja grass, as I told earlier. So, three grass, they are all braided together and tied three times around the waist of the boy with mantras. And the three strands and three rounds tied in pradakshina. In the clockwise, denote three Vedas, and so many things are prayed. The Mekala, that girdle, that waist, this thing, that is addressed as sister goddess. Om Mekala, sister. There are so many mantras chanted. I want Sharira Raksha. I want protection of my body. Then Prana Apana Balam. I should not have any breathing problem at all, because I am going to recite Veda mantras. If I have breathing problem, it is going to be very difficult. Because Veda mantra, Veda chanting requires a lot of breathing exercise. Then Saubhagya Praptihi, all kinds of Mangalam I want to get. Tapas Shakti, to endure things so that I will be able to perform tapas very well. Free from all Shatrus. Shatrus, Shatru Rakshanam. Because all these Shatrus are not external. Shatrus are our own Shatrus, our own enemies. Like what? Laziness. I should be able to get up in the morning. Brahme Muhurte Uttaya. You have to get up at the Brahma Muhurtam in the morning and do all the karmas. Procrastination, I should not do. Always postpone. Gluttony, I want to eat so much. So freedom from selfishness, this is called, you know, kripanatvam. All those things, these are all my internal enemies. I want to get rid of all of them. And there is a type of deer, Krishna Ajina. Ajina means the skin. So Krishna Ajina Dharanam, there is a deer skin. So those days, it was worn as a uttariyam. Not as just a small bit. It was the skin of a deer was used as a uttariyam. So there is a mantra chanted and it is tied to the thread. Not supposed to be really thread tied, but that's the thing they do now. And he has to wear that standing on that stone. Again, pray for Tejas, Kirti. Kirti means fame, Pushti, nourishment, Shatru Rakshanam. So all those things, protection from all the enemies. So all those things, prayers are done after wearing this, the skin of this deer standing on the stone slab. Then the Acharya comes to purify the child before taking him. So the Acharya now comes to purify the child before he takes him into the Gurukula. So Anjali Tirtha Prokshana. That is the next ritual. So handful means, Anjali means handful. a handful of water. Acharya will keep one handful of water. The students will keep an empty hand. The Acharya will chant the mantra and pour the water into the hands of the child. The water will fall down. The student will sprinkle that water so on himself. So this is the ritual, transferring this water from the Acharya's hand. So what is involved here in this? When the Acharya pours the water, he invokes all his mantra shakti. The Acharya is a learned person. So all his mantra shakti, his tapas shakti, he invokes all of them into that water, and when it is poured, they are transferred to the student, which washes off all his the skins of the student and makes him eligible to receive Gayatri Upadesha. So for sprinkling also there is another mantra. He will sprinkle it 3 times. So let us be able to observe Brahmacharya discipline in Gurukula. That is a prayer, because he is going to Gurukulam. There he should be able to observe the discipline of a Brahmacharya. I wish for you to gain. There is no misunderstanding between us, the teacher says. May you have a healthy and happy life. You reach Grahasthashrama, when you go there, you will have a happy life. Also, you will have long life, Ayushyam, Arogyam. Most important prayer is Amritatvam Asya. The goal of Vedanta is what? Putting the idea not to forget the goal of life right at the childhood itself. Acharya faces east, and the student faces the teacher, and the goal is, I want to get moksha. So the teacher already initiates the child with this thought that the only goal in life, ultimate goal in life, is to only go to moksha. Now the student is fit for receiving. So he can now go near the teacher and he can receive this Brahmopadesha. And the next item is Acharya Varana, choosing the correct Acharya for doing the Brahmopadesha. And this Acharya who has come, he feels that he is not the most ideal person for doing this Upanayana Samskara to him, Brahmopadesham. So he invokes the devatas like Surya, Agni, Soma, all these devatas to symbolize that the Acharya pretends as these devatas. He pretends as these devatas. So the student holds the hand of the Acharya. While holding the hand, the teacher recites the mantra. Hey Agni, I am leaving this child in your care. And the Acharya will say, the student is in your hands, O Devatas. And he will ask all those Devatas to protect that child. And there are also 2 different types of mantras are there. There's a mantra called Agnishte and all. So we don't have to go into the details. And the Devatas, Savita means the Surya Devata. He is supposed to have said to the teacher, in our name, you can take charge of the student. So this teacher prays to those devatas, and the devatas, Savitri Devata, who is supposed to be the chief of, for the Gayatri Upadesha. So he says, on our behalf, you can take charge and you can impart this Brahmopadesham to this child. So the head of this devatas is Savitri Devata for Brahmopadesham. And now this Acharya, as commanded by the devatas, he is going to take the child near him, and that is called Upanayanam. So devasyatva savituhu prasave upanaye. That is how the mantra comes. The whole thing is in this particular mantra only. Devasyatva savituhu prasave upanaye. Devasyatva savituhu prasave means what? By the commandment of the Savitri Devata, Surya Devata, the head. Upanaye, I am taking you under my care as my disciple. So he uses the word upanaye. Since this expression is used by the Acharya, this is called Upanayanam. So this is where it is given as Upanayanam. So Acharya's acceptance of the student, not father is taking, the Acharya's acceptance of the student. Now the Acharya's prayer, he makes a prayer also. Supraja, Prajaya, all those prayers, he is praying for the welfare of the child. Oh student, you should come up very well. You should have good health. You should have brilliance. You should be powerful, and supraja, you should have good children when you become a grahastha. All those prayers the teacher makes for the sake of the child. Then there is a beautiful conversation that happens. Brahmacharyam agam. Now I have taken the Brahmacharya Dharma, the Brahmacharya Lingas, all the symbols. I am willing to take all the disciplines meant for studying the Vedas, the child says. I am willing to take all those things. So Savitra Prasutaha, as commanded by Surya Devata. And the Acharya asks to him, Konamasi, what is your name? Ask him, what is your name? And he says, so and so, Sharma Asnama Asmi. That is my Rama Sharma Asmi. My name is Rama Krishna. That is the name of me. Kasya Brahmachari Asi. You belong to whom? This is an excellent conversation. When the Acharya asks the child, you belong to whom? You know how he replies? Pranasya Brahmachari Asmi. I belong to the Paramatma, Prana. He doesn't say, I belong to this father or that mother. No. He says, I belong to Paramatma. Look at the sophistication in the thinking put in the head of the child at what age. I belong to the Paramatma. Yeshate. So there are so many other mantras. I am ready to take you now. May you not have apamrityu. So there are samamrita. For everything the teacher prays. Let him not have apamrityu. Let him not have an unusual death or anything. Let him live long. Let him go through this dharma and fulfill it completely. So Acharya prays to Surya Devata. Advanam, there is a Surya Advanam, there is a beautiful mantra to guide the student. And this particular section, this is called Upanayanam. And the next item is Upanayana Homam. There is a Homa that is also done in that. That is meant for prayers for to various devatas and has to give each devata one boon from each on behalf of the student. So the teacher prays on behalf of the student to give the student one boon from each of the devatas. And only after this, the student is prepared by all this, he can give the Brahmopadesha. So up to this are all preparations. Now the child is now really eligible to receive the Brahmopadesha. So he asks for Ayushyam, Pushti, nourishment, Balam, strength, Arogyam, health. So devatas are requested for particular things. So Vishve Devas for digestion. So many things are all asked. Actually, we don't have time to go through the meaning of individual mantras. They are so beautiful. Actually, that is why before, if anybody is trying to do Upadesham, Brahmopadesham to his son, one has to go through these mantras and try to understand the meaning of them. Then they will enjoy it much more. How much prayers are involved in this thing. There is a prayer to Aditi. Aditi is a female devata. The child, you know, for the child, you know, he should be protected by the mother. So my sister and all those things. So there is a prayer to Aditi Devata. So for motherly care cannot be replaced by anybody else. So Aditi, protect the boy. Please protect the boy like the mother. So all devatas, the lot of praying for getting lot of buddhi, intellect. Because if the buddhi is corrupt, no use, whatever one can does. So it should be sadbuddhi, should be a good buddhi. So praying for all of them. And these are all so many things in the Homa, so many prayers are done. And now after doing this, the actual Brahmopadesha ceremony will take place. The imparting of Gayatri Mantra. Brahma means Veda. Brahmopadesha means Vedopadesham, Gayatri. So before studying Veda Adhyayana, before a person goes to study Vedas, one symbolic mantra is taught to begin that study. And that is called the Gayatri Mantra. So before starting Veda Adhyayanam, study of Vedas, one symbolic mantra, Gayatri. So it is a three-line mantra. Each line has 8 letters. So it is called Tripada Gayatri, one having 3 padas, 3 quarters. And it is set in this, Devata is Savita Devata, Surya Devata is this Devata for that. And since Vedas are so auspicious, for moksha, shraddhavan labhate jnanam. So for a person, Bhagavan Vedaha, so it's moksha sadhanam it is. To go to moksha, a person should have shraddha. So he should have proper attitude for studying Gayatri. So starting Veda mantras, one has to gain the correct attitude to learn them. And then so there are so many preparations for doing this thing, like Garbhadhanam. Like, because this is what is going to be given now. So Pada Puja for the teacher is done. The son, and these are all some emotional things. When the father does the Brahmopadesham to his son, the son will do Pada Puja to the father. But father is now in the role of an Acharya, not as father, but as Acharya, he will do Pada Puja to his son. So before the Upanayana ceremony, the Brahmopadesha ceremony, Pada Puja is done to the teacher. So Acharya's Pada, the legs were washed, and then holding the feet of the Acharya, the student will say, Anubruhi. Please teach this to me. So there are rules. because anything can be taught only if it is asked. Without asking, don't give knowledge at all. Because if the person who asks, if does not ask, then it may be even misused or abused. It won't do help to him at all. Actually, Vedas are some places very, very rigid. Asishyaya na deyam, it says. If the person is not a qualified student, do not give this knowledge at all. It is very, very forthright. So here also, Brahmavidesham, he has to ask the teacher to give him this mantra. So that is why he is asking. Then Brahmavidesham actually happens. And at that time, they normally cover the father, mother, and the child, the acharya, they will be all there. They will cover them as though it is like a garbhavasa. Like this thing, they cover it. And it is not meant for overhearing. So one should not stand by the side and say, what is happening inside? One doesn't have to hear. So the as I told, it's like a garbhavasa. And there is a procedure also for all that. So how the acharya will teach, the child has to repeat. So for all that thing, they have got prescribed procedures. And this is, so Brahmopadesham, the Gayatri Mantra is taught in this manner to that child. And the next one, that the child will touch the lips and he will say, Avridam Asau Saumya Prana. So Prana means the Lord, O Lord. So the child is going to Swamme Gopaya, please protect me. So all these prayers are always asked for purity, for protection, for buddhi, for knowledge, long life, all those things. All these mantras, they are full of those prayers. And then after that, there is a danda dharanam, palasha danda. That's a particular tree's stick, danda dharanam. These are all the symbols of a brahmachari. He is supposed to hold all of them because it will remind him of the disciplines that he has to follow. So that is why he is holding a dandam, palasa dandam. So he is supposed to have that thing. So the give prayer, give power of listening to me. Holding that, he will ask, give the power of listening to me. Because Vedic chanting is all without any book. Those days there is no book and tape recorder, any of those. The teacher will teach, the student is supposed to repeat. And then he has to just recite back what the teacher taught. So he should be able to hear properly. Listening ability should be proper. So give me power of listening. So initially the teacher will split the sentences or split even some words, complex words, and later he will join them together. So for 15 days it will go like this. Morning and evening he will teach, he will repeat, he will teach, he will repeat. Go on for 15 days like that. On the 16th day, when it comes again, student will again recite all five times, so many times they will prescribe, because the entire thing is simple drilling. Because in Vedas, you have to recite. It's not like music, where in music one can use their own nuances, creativity. Because somebody is a great expert in a particular raga, he can do the prastara so much, no problem, there's no limit. Whereas when it comes to Veda mantra, there is nothing like a nuance there at all, no creativity. You just repeat what the teacher taught exactly as is. If teacher has a dosha, you will also have the same dosha. You cannot say, okay, I will correct it. Sometimes in Veda mantra, there are some occasions where grammatically it may appear incorrect, but we have no liberty to correct them. We have to recite as it is, that's all. So that is how the Veda mantras are taught. So it's a simple drilling for days and days. So for all that, one should have the power to listen properly. And whatever is listened should be retained properly. So the grahanam and dharanam. Grahana, dharana, shakti is needed. And for that, there are so many prayers. Or then again. So what is learned should be. So this is the person is supposed to learn. And then this keep it in memory also. Then there are so many other things called vrata svikaras. They are all to be done. Samidadanam is another ritual where so many prayers are made. He does the agni karyam. He does a homa. The student himself does a homa and praying for so many things at that time. Shraddha, so many things are made for all that thing. And then there is this bhiksha charana. He has to take bhiksha and eat. A brahmachari is not supposed to cook by himself. He is not supposed to work also. He is supposed to only study Vedas. He should be taken care of by the community. And he has to go and take bhiksha. And then he has to eat. So he has to go to every place and say, Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. See, look at that. How the child is now, the idea of humility, how it is impregnated into the child. To go and ask somebody for alms, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ ఈజీ థింగ్ అట్ ఆల్. అన్లెస్ ఎ పర్సన్ షెడ్స్ హిస్ ఈగో, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు డూ దాట్. సో దాట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఈస్ ట్రైడ్ టు బి ఇంపార్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు ద చైల్డ్ రైట్ అట్ దిస్ టైమ్. సో ఫస్ట్ ది మదర్ గివ్స్ ద భిక్ష, అండ్ దెన్ సో మెనీ అదర్ ఎల్డర్లీ లేడీస్ దే గివ్ భిక్ష. అట్ దట్ టైమ్ దే బ్లెస్ ద చైల్డ్. సో ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ డన్ అండ్ ది చైల్డ్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు హ్యావ్ సోమ్ కాక దృష్టి, హీ షుడ్ బి అబ్జర్వెంట్ లైక్ ఎ క్రో, కాక దృష్టి. దెన్ భగధ్యానం, హిస్ అటెన్షన్ టు బి లైక్ ఎ క్రెయిన్ విచ్ ఈస్ రెడీ టు నౌ యు నో గెట్ ద ఫిష్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సో స్టడీ అండ్ సో అటెంటివ్. అండ్ శ్వాన నిద్ర, ఈ షుడ్ బి స్లీపింగ్ లైక్ వాట్, లైక్ ఎ డాగ్. ద డాగ్ స్లీప్ ఈస్ నెవర్ సౌండ్ స్లీప్ అట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ విల్ ఇమీడియట్లీ వేకప్ ఆన్ ద స్లైటెస్ట్ సౌండ్ విల్ వేకప్. సో హీ షుడ్ బి సో అలర్ట్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. అల్ప ఆహారం, హీ కెనాట్ జస్ట్ యునో గీట్ అప్ టు ద బ్రిమ్ హియర్. అల్పాహారం, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ నీడెడ్ టు క్వంచ్ హిస్ హంగర్, ఓన్లీ దాట్ మచ్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్. జీర్ణ వస్త్రం, షుడ్ బి వేరింగ్ ఓన్లీ సింపుల్ క్లోత్స్, నాట్ ఆల్ దీస్ యు నో వెరీ కాస్ట్లీ దట్ లావిష్, నాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ నీడెడ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ద బాడీ. జీర్ణ వస్త్రం, ఏతత్ విద్యార్థి లక్షణం, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సపోజ్ టు బి ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఏ విద్యార్థి, ఆఫ్ అ స్టూడెంట్. అండ్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ ఆల్సో. You should not sleep during the afternoons. You should not wear all these perfumes and all that thing. So you should not move with girls. There are some other, many other rules are also there. But these are all rules for the brahmachari when he enters into the brahmacharya ashrama. So he, the person now, he qualified himself to get this pursuit. And there are a lot of rituals also. They follow immediately after the Upanayana ceremony. He is supposed to be, those days, not none of them apply today because many of them, they are not even following any of those. 3 days he is supposed to be in silence because he is supposed to understand the gravity of what he is entering into, because it cannot be just taken lightly. He, so far, he was an animalistic person. He had no vidhi nisheda at all. He just did whatever he wanted to do. Now he is going to be converted to a sophisticated person, a refined person, a man, as Swamiji says, by Shastras. So far, a Ragadvesha-based life is now transferred to a Shastra-based life. That's what he is talking. So 3 days of disciplined life, silence, eating very, very small amount of food, sleeping on the ground, no bed. So all those things are given as a kind of discipline for them. And the end of 3 days, the fourth day, then there is a small puja done for 3 important qualifications. He does a puja at the end of the 3 days, fourth day. One, to pray for Shraddha. Shraddha in what? In Vedas. He should have the faith in the Vedas and scriptures. And the second one, for Medha Shakti. To study the entire Veda, he should have what? Grahana and Dharana Shakti, as I was told earlier. So, Grahana Dharana Patitva. Is Medha, capacity to receive and retain, not to forget. So Dharana Shakti is whatever is learned should be retained. So 2 important mantras are that thing. Yachandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. So there are so many mantras are here. I'm not going to go into the details of the mantras. So there is an all-round prayer. Prayer to the Lord as Pranava, as Omkara. So it's called Pranava Upasana also. So Samendra Medhayas Pranotu. Let Lord Indra. Let as Omkara, let him give me the strength. Let him give me the Medha Shakti. Let him protect me. Shariram me vicharshanam. Jihva me madhumattama. Let in my body should be fit. My tongue should be sweet. People are going to assess me by what I speak. So let this tongue be sweet. Let me think madhu janishye, madhu manishye, madhu vakshyami. Let me think noble things. Let me talk noble things. So let it be sweet. So shariram me vicharshanam bhavatu. Na kevalam sthulam sukshma shariram cha. Not only for the gross body, but my subtle body also. Both should be very nice. Should be very healthy and fit. Karnabhyam bhuri vishruvam. Let my ears be filled with enough. More and more. Puri. With good things. Noble thoughts. Ano badrakrata. Va yantu vishvataha. Like Rigveda Mantra says, let all noble thoughts come from all directions. Let my ears be filled with all of them. Shrutam me gopaya. So all whatever is entered, there should be safe there. Whatever enters into the ears, let them be all safe there. And then let them help me. Brahmana koshosi medaya pihitaha. I should not be extrovert at all. దాట్ అలోన్ లెట్ మీ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్. సో దాట్ అలోన్ అలో మేక్స్ మీ ఫర్గెట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ లర్న్డ్. ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ ఎక్స్ట్రావర్ట్ ఐ షుడ్ బి ఇంట్రావర్ట్. సో ఐ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లుక్ అట్ మై సెల్ఫ్. సో ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ మేధాశక్తి, దట్ ఇస్ ప్రేయర్. అండ్ దెన్ దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ప్రేయర్ ఆల్సో, మేధా సూక్తం ఇస్ దేర్ ఫార్ మేధా దేవి సరస్వతి, దర్ ఇస్ అ సూక్తం. సో మేధాం ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవి సరస్వతి. సో ఆల్ దీస్ గాడ్స్ అండ్ సరస్వతి బ్లెస్ మీ విత్ మేధాశక్తి. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ ప్రేయర్. అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ బేసిక్ మంత్ర టు ప్రే ఫార్ శ్రద్ధ ఆల్సో, దర్ ఇస్ ప్రేడ్ ఫార్. సో శ్రద్ధ అండ్ మేధ బోత్ ఆర్ ప్రేడ్ ఫార్ ఇన్ దీస్ పూజాస్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ వర్డ్స్ ఎంట్రన్స్ ఇన్ టు ద స్టడీ ఆఫ్ వేదాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ హ్యాపన్స్. సో ఉపనయనం ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫార్ ద స్టడీ ఆఫ్ వేదాస్ ఒరిజినలీ. సో బిగిన్ అనదర్ ఫోర్ సంస్కారాస్ which we will see more. Actually, it's a set of four samskaras. We will see all of them together. So after the Upanayana ceremony is over, now he is going to enter into the actual study of Vedas. So he is now eligible. Whatever is needed to study the Vedas are already now done. He is eligible. So he is going to enter into the study of Vedas. For that, there are a set of samskaras dealing with the Veda Adhyayana, the study of Vedas. They are called Chatvari Veda Vratani. Chatvari means four. So four Veda Vratas. And what is that? So primarily this person, he studies the Veda he belongs to. He may be a Rigvedi, he will study Rigveda. Yajurvedi will study Yajurveda and so on. So first he will study the Veda he belongs to. And study of all the four Vedas, the time prescribed is 48 years. If a person has to study all the four Vedas, 12 years for each Veda, so all four Vedas will be 48 years. And if that is Dvadasa Samvatsarani, so it is not done. People, if they study all the four Vedas, 48 years, and then he start Upanayana was done at the 8th year. So 56 years he would have completed before he enters into Grihasthasrama, married life. So that's not practical. So what they normally do is at least Swadhyayaha. So at least one sworn Vedas. If he belongs to Yajurveda, he will study only Yajurveda. Rigveda, he will study only Rigveda. So one sworn Veda is first learnt. So Veda Vratha is a prayer to be done to the presiding deity of the Vedas. The Vedas, there are presiding deities. In each Veda, there are so many sections. For each Veda, so many sections. So for example, if you take the Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, if you take, there are seven khandas or seven chapters in the Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, and it is divided broadly into four sections. So there are seven khandas divided into four sections, and each section there is a presiding deity. So there are four presiding deities known as khanda rishayaha or rishis. And they are supposed to be, this people might have heard of it during Shravani Purnima, all these khandas, or if they do Brahma Yajna, they would have heard this name. So it is this Nitya Karma. So the rishis, khanda rishis. And who are the four khanda rishis? The rishis for each one of the sections, Prajapati Devata is one. So next is Soma Devata, Agni Devata, and Vishwa Deva Devata. So there are the four devatas who are supposed to be the presiding deities of each one of these khandas. So the khandas are what? Prajapatya khandam, Saumya khandam, Agneya khandam, and Vaishvadeva khandam. These are the four khandas in Yajurveda. So the person will study the Vedas one khanda after another at a time. That's what in sequence he will read. So before starting the first khanda, for example, the Prajapatya khanda, he will do a ritual worshipping Prajapati Devata. Because he has to get the blessing of the Prajapati Devata to complete that learning of that khanda very well. So this is Upakarma. So means it's a beginning ritual. And after completing the learning, he will perform another ritual. That is the ritual for completing another ritual he will do. It is like a thanksgiving ritual. And if there are any mistakes in learning, there is a prayaschitta. That is also an antidote. That also has to be done. Because there could be human limitations. So something might not have been learned properly. So there's a prayaschitta also. So the ending ritual is called Utsarjanam, completion or stopping. So Upakarma and Utsarjanam, that is for each khanda. like that he will go to the next kanda, and there also same thing. So this Vedavratam, so then he will do Saumya Kandam, and then beginning also there is one ritual, ending another ritual. Agneya Kandam, same thing. Vaishvadeva Kandam, same thing. So for four Vedas, he will have four Kandas, and Krishna Yajurveda, four Kandas, and for each Kanda, if he have two Vratams, he will have eight Vratams. It's called Ashtavratam. So they will complete this thing only before this studying, before studying and after completing, they will do that. So if one says he has done Veda Vratas, somebody says he has done Veda Vratam, that means he has studied the entire Veda and he has also done the Vrata. But what is the present situation today? Veda Vratas are all done together only. Nobody does all individually. So nobody know what is this also. Now it is incorporated just before marriage. So all this, even right from Annaprashanam, everything is clubbed into marriage only. So before marriage, they do all these things and, like real express marriage. So with this, the study of Vedas would be complete. So after doing the Chatvari Veda Vratani, study of Vedas will be complete. And the next samskara is called the conclusion of the Brahmacharya Ashrama, called Samavartana. Actually, I am going to stop the discussion after finishing this before we take to Vivaga Samskara. So I may perhaps overshoot by a few more minutes. So the next one is called Samavartana, returning back from Gurukula. Because he is now in the Gurukulam so far. So now he is a graduate in Vedas. And so he comes back. For that, there is a ritual. Conclusion of Brahmacharya status. So for the yagyam, it started 12 years ago before he went into the Gurukulam, and now after 12 years he is now coming back. Samavartana. And how do we conclude any yagya? We are doing it, a particular thing called Avabrita Snanam. If you do any yagya these days, people do a lot of yagyas. At the end of the yagya, last day, they will do an Avabrita Snanam to mark a ceremonial bath, to mark the conclusion of that. So final dip in the ocean or in the river, anywhere. So it is Avabrita Snanam. So here also there is a snanam, there is a bathing. So Avabrita Snanam does. So before that, there is some puja is done, and there is a lot of prayasita, etc. are all done for what mistakes done, not done, all those things. So the person is supposed to shave off and all that thing. Till now, he didn't have any such luxury at all. He never had any beautifying opportunities so far. So he's all shaved and thing like, he had even for taking bath, so far no perfumes and all. Even for taking bath, now they put some perfumes in the water so that he can take a bath with perfumed water. So all those things. After that, all disciplines that he was following during the Brahmacharya, the school, Gurukulam, many of them are relaxed now. After this point, they were strictly followed. Now, for example, he was holding that danda, that stick, Palasha danda. But now that is removed. So he doesn't have to have it anymore. So, there are a few, the mekala, in the waist, he had this that waistband. And that is removed. So they are all now done. So now he is only Yajnopavitam, of course, that should be there. But all the other things, they are all removed. So it's some relaxation to him. And then certain luxuries are also, as I told you, he was given now. So now he can perhaps have chappals. He can have slippers to wear and walk. So he can have an umbrella, he can have a mirror, all those things. Actually, if you remember, during Kashi Yatra, all these things are given during the South Indian marriages. So he can now, up to that, no hair dressing and all. Now he can dress the hair, he can put some perfumes and all those things. So these are all some new. He can look at the mirror and see himself. There are some additional things he is given. And so one who has done the Samavartana ritual, he is called Snatakaha. One who has done Samavartana Snanam, he is called Snataka. So that means this person, if he has completed Veda Vratam, is all the Veda Vratam, he is called Veda Vrata Snataka. The one, he is not an ordinary Snataka, the one who just took bath, but he has completed the Veda Vratam and he has taken a bath. So once he comes out of Brahmacharya Ashrama, he has to then enter into the next ashrama, that is called Grahastha Ashrama. So Brahmacharyat Grihi Bhavet. He has to become a Grahasthashrami. Then Grihi Bhutva Vani Bhavet. From Grahasthashrama, he has to go to Vanaprastha Ashrama. And Vani Bhutva Pravrajet. He should గివ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ బికమ్ అ సన్యాసి ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ ఎ వానప్రస్థి. ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ క్యాన్ డూ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఆల్సో. సో బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ టు గృహస్థాశ్రమ టు వానప్రస్థ ఆశ్రమ టు సన్యాసాశ్రమ, దట్ ఈస్ వన్ వే. ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ దే మే టేక్ టు బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ అండ్ గో స్ట్రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ టు సన్యాసాశ్రమ. సో బ్రహ్మచర్యాదేవ ప్రవర్జయత్, హీ కెన్ గో డైరెక్ట్లీ ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ టు సన్యాసాశ్రమ. అండ్ సో దర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ గురుణా అనుమత స్నాత్వా సమావృతో యథావిధి ఉద్వహేత ద్విజో భార్యా సర్వ సవర్ణాం లక్షణాన్వితాం. గురుణా అనుమత, బిఫోర్ కమింగ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది గురుకులం, గెట్టింగ్ ద పర్మిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద టీచర్, స్నాత్వ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ డన్ ద స్నానం అండ్ ఆల్, సమావర్తన స్నానం హ్యావింగ్ డన్ దాట్, సమావృత్తో యథావిధి హౌ దిస్ బి డన్ అండ్ ఆల్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద వేరియస్ దిస్ ది ప్రొసీజర్స్ వన్ హ్యాస్ డన్ దిస్. సో సమావృతో ఇది. అండ్ వాట్ డు దే డూ? ఉద్వహేత ద్విజో భార్య, కాల్డ్ ద్విజ, దిస్ ద్విజ, దిస్ పర్సన్, వాట్ హీ డాస్, హీ షుడ్ మ్యారీ ఉద్వహేత, హీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ అ వైఫ్ నావ్. సో సవర్ణాం లక్షణాన్వితాం, వాట్ షుడ్ బి ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వైఫ్, దట్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెంట్ డిస్కషన్, దట్ వీ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ది వివాహ సంస్కారాస్. రైట్ నౌ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు లుక్ ఫార్ ఏ గుడ్ వైఫ్, గుడ్ గర్ల్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్. సో దిస్ షుడ్ బి, హీ షుడ్ బి మ్యారీడ్. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ద మోమెంట్ హీ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ, ది ఇమీడియట్ జాబ్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్. హీ షుడ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ గెట్ మ్యారీడ్. వై? ద శాస్త్రా సేస్ అనాశ్రమీ నా తిష్టేతు క్షణం ఏకమపి ద్విజ ఆశ్రమేణ వినా తిష్టన్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తీయతే నరైహి. సో వన్స్ హీ గెట్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్, గెట్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఉపనయనం, దెన్ హీ విల్ బిలాంగ్ టు వన్ ఆశ్రమ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ హీ లీవ్స్ ద బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ అండ్ దెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ డజన్ గెట్ ఇన్ టు గృహస్థాశ్రమ, దెన్ హీ విల్ బి అనాశ్రమి వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఆశ్రమ ఫార్ సమ్ టైమ్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ రిమైన్స్ ఫార్ వన్ మినిట్ వితౌట్ హ్యావింగ్ అన్ ఆశ్రమ స్టేటస్, దెన్ హీ సపోజ్ టు డూ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం. దర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ యాంటిడోట్స్ థింగ్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దాట్ దోషస్. So he should do that. So if he does samavartanam, then he has closed brahmacharya ashrama. If he is, you know, after doing the samavartana snanam, he has closed the brahmacharya ashrama. So if he does not marry immediately, then he is not a grahastha. So he is neither there nor here. So he is anashrami. And if he is anashrami, that is a dosha. So for that he has to do prachitam. So if he comes out of the brahmacharya ashrama, he has to immediately find a girl and get married. How is it possible today? Very difficult, right? So because right from booking the hall, everything is a problem. You cannot come immediately and get married. So what they did? They kept the snanam pending until the day of marriage. So he comes out, but he has not relinquished his brahmachari ashrama yet. Only when he does the snanam, he relinquishes it. That is why it is done on the day of marriage. Once the marriage is fixed, or if you want to take a sanyasashrama, that is fixed, then he will do the snanam ritual and he will become snatak afterwards. And the Kashi Yatra and all those things, you know, they are all these things, they all came into the marriage rituals because of that. So any snataka, anybody who has finished this snanam, he is a potential person for marriage. So they will say, in that house there is a snataka, there is a person available there. That means he is potential for getting married. And because he goes to Kashi, there is a Kashi Yatra and all, because he has to go and learn the worldly things. So he goes to Kashi Yatra and all, but the girl's father, he says, don't go for Kashi and all, I will give my daughter in marriage. These are all some laukika things that all happen here. This is essentially for the samavartana karma. After finishing the Veda Adhyayanam, to symbolize the completion of the Veda Adhyayanam and also the completion of the Brahmacharya Ashrama, this particular ritual is done, samavartana karma, and that is done these days at the day of marriage. The logic behind is what? Anashrami na tishtet. One should not be an anashrami without any ashrama. One should not be without belonging to any ashrama even for 1 minute. And that is the logic for that. So no ashrama means what? That person will have no responsibility. If he is not a brahmachari, there are brahmacharya's duties. Grahastha ashrama, grahastha's duties. If the person doesn't belong to any ashrama, he has no duty at all. He has no responsibility. And an idle mind is a devil's workshop. So to avoid the problem of an idle mind, one should be in some ashrama or the other. They don't leave a person without any responsibility even for 1 minute. with that, the Samavartanam topic also is over. And this is all, as I told you, is done along with the marriage. So both Vedavrata and Samavartanam, they are all done before the marriage. This is most common these days. Before the marriage, they do all these things. Now the next most important samskara is the Vivaha samskara. That is the marriage ritual, and that we will take up in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitah Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasamaheshwarah Shri Krishna.